Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A student caught cheating on an exam stops going to church. The mother of a child with disabilities lives in constant torment, convinced that God is punishing her child because she lived with her husband for a year before they were married and conceived the child during that time. A senior citizen, the victim of three heart attacks, sends a large check to a man who was his business partner 40 years before, along with a terse note that read, "I had to get this off my chest before I meet my maker." All three face a common problem, a troubled conscience producing guilt that tears apart their hearts and lives. Many today, not understanding the nature of God's forgiveness, live lives that are full of frustration and self-condemnation. Take, for instance, the man who wrote, and he said, "I am the most frustrated, confused, defeated individual you will ever hear about. I have a wonderful family, wife, three boys, and one daughter, all saved, yet I am so miserable. You said something on your program that may be the key to my need. You talked about forgiving yourself. I just can't forgive myself for..." And then he went on to write about something that happened years before. Those skeletons in the closet keep making their lethal forays, stealing your peace of mind, leaving their muddy footprints in our lives. Most messages, such as I have just mentioned, revolve around moral issues, usually things that took place a long time ago. They all result from the failure, really, to understand the nature of God's forgiveness, which results in the inability to forgive yourself. The next 2 minutes can free you from the shackles of a burdened conscience. Observe carefully. First, the case for God's forgiveness is found in the pages of the Bible. If the Bible is true, as I believe it to be, then forgiveness is based upon the nature and character of God Himself. In the pages of the Bible, God promises forgiveness to us, provided we turn from our sin to a Savior and confess our need for forgiveness. Have you settled it in your mind once and for all, God would not lie? If you have, the next question you must ask is this: did I confess my failure to God? David, a man who knew the guilt of moral failure, wrote, "But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you." Isaiah spoke of God saying, "He will abundantly pardon." Micah wrote, "He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." The New Testament says simply, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In your Bible, underline the word all. Did you confess your failure? Some of you could say, "I've asked God to forgive me hundreds of times." Well, did He? He promised to, you know. Suppose your son came to you and said, "Dad, I did wrong, and I want you to forgive me." And you said, "Okay, son, I forgive you." But if he came to you the next day and said the same thing, and the next day the same thing, wouldn't you say, "Hey, look, I told you that I've forgiven you. It's all settled." Surely God must feel the same way when we refuse to accept the fact that when He forgives us, it is as though we had never sinned. Forgiving yourself is tremendously important too.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.